Yeah.
Boy, it was not a happy day when I ran into you at the clearing station over there.
No, that was not.
How many guys got zapped up there? Because when I walked up to the clearing station, when you were in, you believe me, you were getting starting to turn that gray. His life was fast leaving his body.
I'm going to tell you a story about this, and this I've not told you.
That was in February?
The part of the story you guys don't know is that before I went into all this stuff, I was a mortician. And being a mortician, you study all arteries so you know what's happening. And while this sounds morbid, when a person does die, rigor mortis sets in, but it leaves the body. And it leaves the body after the acidity and the alkalinity have neutralized one another, then the body's then soft again. Rigor mortis is gone. The interesting thing is that it starts in the eyelids, goes up, and comes down uniformly through the whole body, and when the neutralization is done, it leaves the same way. Now, whether this is a medical true or not, I don't know, but I saw a Boyd, and I was really starting to focus down and narrow down, and they...
copies I made Archie out of this, all kinds of names and stuff, and the...
I'll finish that. So at any rate, when I'm laying back on this gurney, all these hands are hitting me looking for my ID tags and all this stuff, and I pointed out where all that is, and I'm putting something into this arm, and I glance up out of my eye, and this gal is massaging this blood plasma.
Sort of.
And it was feverish activity. And all of a sudden, they smiled, I got warm here, right up through, and all the way down through my body, simultaneously, they slowed down and said, you're going to be fine, Lieutenant. That was it.
Going on the internet,
so I did lose all of
that. Oh, yeah. You had, well, you know, the guys, once they've lost a lot of blood, they get that grayish thing. I remember walking around the tent, walked over, and God,
where the hell was this happening?
Oh, it was a field. It was a field H. No, it was. Excuse me. I got medevaced out, and whatever
it
forward.
Was battalion clear, and Frank Linotti was working on you.
But there it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Battalion. And it's a little
with the snake,
huh?
You remember that?
Yep.
They had a pile of helmets over there. And this is all second and fifth. And I mean, every one of the helmets laying there had fucking holes in it, brains in it, shit like that. And I'm thinking, holy fuck, what's going on out there, you know?
His question, yeah, so that's when he got together and got in my face. And part of the story was that I mentioned earlier to the guys, it was the only time I ever saw Ed mad. He was, you know, just that fucking angry.
What was he mad about?
The CO that got us in a bad spot.
No need for that kind of shit.
Yeah. He was livid.
Now, they don't. I think you'll agree. As company commander, or as any officer, platoon leader, whatever, they don't issue you bulletproof troops anymore. You know. And you know the guys are going to get hurt. You know, we're all grown boys. We realize that. But hey, don't get a bunch of guys hurt doing dumbass shit.